This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Switzerland is mobilizing a titanic security effort for the meeting, deploying around 4,000 police, troops, and security personnel to guard the summit from all angles. Geneva is used to hosting heads of state visiting the United Nations and other international institutions in the Swiss city, but such showpiece summits are rare. Switzerland is leaving little chance for the encounter between Mr. Biden and Putin, the first meeting between U.S. and Russian presidents since Putin met Donald Trump in 2018. Boeing said Tuesday it welcomes a truce between the United States and the European Union on a long-running trade dispute over subsidies to the U.S. plane maker and arch-rival Airbus. Negotiated in marathon talks by EU and U.S. officials, the truce to the 17-year fight was formalized in U.S. President Joe Biden's summit with European Union leaders Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen, who hosted him in Brussels. The EU said the truce was set for 5 years, leaving enough time to resolve the fight, which had led to tariffs on European cheese and wine and American wheat and tobacco, as well as on aircraft. Boeing's comments came after Airbus earlier praised the deal, saying it said would provide the basis to create a level playing field. Mr. Biden said in a statement, quote, "Today, the United States and the European Union made a major breakthrough in the Boeing-Airbus trade dispute, which has lasted more than 16 years," end quote. Earlier, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the EU and U.S. had agreed to prolong a truce holding off punitive tariffs in their dispute over aircraft builders. This is VOA News. China is denouncing a statement from NATO declaring it a constant security challenge, saying it is a force for peace but will defend itself if felt threatened. The Chinese mission to the European Union said in a news release Tuesday that the NATO statement was a, quote, "slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and NATO's own role, and a continuation of the Cold War mentality and organizational political psychology," end quote. NATO allies joined the United States Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a constant security challenge. Washington has singled out China as a particular threat, especially in the South China Sea, where it has built militarized artificial islands, as well as over its attempts to intimidate Taiwan. At least 5 polio workers were shot dead in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday, officials said, in the area's second attacks on vaccinators in less than 3 months. The workers were gunned down in 3 separate locations within hours in a coordinated attack, a police spokesperson said. Polio has been eradicated across the world apart from Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan, where distrust of vaccines and eradication campaigns are widespread. In the Peruvian capital of Lima, fear is spreading among the city's small but powerful urban elite about the likely election win of a little-known socialist teacher. Pedro Castillo is poised to be named president ahead of conservative rival Keiko Fujimori. With almost all votes tallied, Castillo's lead over Fujimori is narrow but looks to be enough, though the final result could take days, even weeks, as legal challenges play out. Greenland has canceled all flights and ship departures from its capital after registering 6 cases of COVID-19, according to a Greenland newspaper report Tuesday. Britain's conservative government is facing calls to provide more financial support to businesses and workers who will suffer financially from its decision to delay the relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England by 4 weeks to July 19th. Although many restrictions have been eased in recent weeks and large parts of the UK economy have reopened, a number of businesses, particularly those in the hospitality and entertainment sectors, have not been able to do so because it was not financially viable. The International Olympic Committee expects 70% to 80% of the news media covering the Olympics in Tokyo this summer to be vaccinated, organizers said at the launch of the updated coronavirus guidelines for the Games Tuesday. They also said every sports delegation arriving in Japan would have a COVID-19 liaison officer coordinating with the organizers of the measures to stop the spread of the virus.